This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Hong Kong had to leave the airport on Tuesday as protesters lobbed water bottles at them. A police representative made an announcement saying their aim was to help an injured person inside the airport. The police had to retreat and left the airport departure hall in a van. Carrie Lam, the city's chief executive, said she's not ignoring protesters' pleas.
I, as the chief executive, will be responsible to rebuild Hong Kong's economy, to engage as widely as possible, to listen as attentively as possible, so my people's grievances.
But she stressed that violence is damaging the rule of law in Hong Kong and will push Hong Kong down a path of no return. The U.S. on Tuesday said it's delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imported consumer products that President Donald Trump had been set to impose September 1st. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the levies on laptop computers and computer monitors, cell phones, video game consoles, some toys, shoes, and clothing would be delayed until December 15th. That could be a cost-saving benefit to U.S. consumers shopping for holiday gifts. In addition, the U.S. said it is exempting altogether a separate group of Chinese imports, in its words, based on health, safety, national security, and other factors. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a 15-year-old French-Irish girl who went missing more than a week ago. Police said the body of Nora Ann Quarren was located about 2 kilometers from the resort from which she'd been reported missing by her family one day after checking in. The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was classified as a missing person by police, but her family suspected she'd been kidnapped. In Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization is welcoming new treatments for Ebola.